And here's our pal, Logan Menkins, who joins us bright and early this morning. I hope we're not interrupting your Friday breakfast, Logan.
No, I've been up for a while.
Really?
I just want to know, what is going on? I call in, the first thing I hear is Downward Dog. Yeah. What are you guys talking about?
Wow, did you watch the game last night? Did you happen to catch the Denver-Baltimore game last night?
No, I made it through the first quarter, and then that was about it.
There was this cheerleader, like right in the middle of doing her little routine, bent over and gave the camera a prime view, and NBC kept it on. And I give him credit for that.
You know, Logan, how the camera guy holds the camera on the ground, pointing up, and he's going down the line of cheerleaders? When he got to the one girl, she proceeded to turn around and then, you know, moon the camera, and it's legendary. She's gonna get her own TV show.
Hey,
never know what you're gonna see on TV.
You never get distracted by the cheerleaders during a game, do you?
No, we don't have a clear view, so we never see them.
If there was a clear view, might be a problem.
I don't know. We're usually too focused.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Definitely.
Usually,
of course. You are. Look.
Well, now let me ask you another question. That game last night, delayed by the rain or the potential for lightning or whatever. What's happening to your NFL, Logan?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a weird one. I know I would have been frustrated if that happened to us.
Yeah.
As players, we're creatures of habit, so we hate anything out of the ordinary or anything messing with our schedules.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I guess LB was pointing out that there's a lot of concern, obviously, about the players, but no concern for the 60,000 fans
that
are there.
I think it's comical that they don't care about the 12-year-old with his dad in the stands, but God forbid Peyton Manning gets struck by lightning.
I know. We even have helmets on, so what's the big deal?
Right.
Hey, look, it's early, but Denver looks pretty good, so you're going to, you know, they're going to be a team to reckon with when you guys get them later.
Yeah, I heard Manning throw for seven touchdowns. Holy smokes.
Yeah, seven touchdowns last night. Yes, Baz, what is it?
Well, you've had a chance to play in Denver a bunch of times. What is with the altitude? Is it really a problem?
You know, I didn't feel it so much. Sometimes you feel it after the game, you feel it. You're like, man, I'm exhausted. But I think those guys that do a lot of the running, it messes with their breathing a little bit. But us fat guys, it doesn't hurt too bad.
You're not going to change either way.
As long as you get your porterhouse steak and a nice bottle of vino the night before, you're good to go.
Yeah, if you make sure you don't run a lot, You're good to go.
What's it what's it like playing up in Buffalo? I mean, that crowd, considering the performance of the team, they have a pretty loyal fan base up there. They show up.
Yeah, they do. And you know, the beginning of the games, it's always tough. Their crowd is just into it. They're fanatic. They're going crazy. And if you let that team stay around, they'll continue that throughout the whole game. But if you do a good job and you get up on them, the crowd kind of goes away, and then you just have the drunk guys behind the bench yelling crazy things. So it's one of those fan bases that they love their team.
We're talking with Logan Menkins of the New England Patriots. Season begins for these guys on Sunday. And hey, were you surprised that Tebow got released?
No. You know, I've been around. Nothing surprises me anymore. I've seen so many guys get released, and there's always guys you think are going to make the team that get released, and you think there's guys that are going to get released that make the team, so you just never know.
You think he ends up living his dream of playing quarterback for an NFL team somewhere else?
You know, I don't know. It could happen. I know he's a good guy. He's had some success. He's had his up and downs like everyone else, but he's still young enough, so someone might give him a shot. I don't know.
You surprised that Stevie Johnson decided to take the trash talk approach on Keep Tlaib and you guys?
No, that's not surprising coming from him. It's not surprising that he didn't know Patrick Chung was on our team
that's
yet anymore either.
Pat Chung's one of my good. He goes, Pat Chung's one of my good friends. Yeah, he's not on the team. You guys are so tight. He doesn't play for the Pats anymore.
I know, man.
That's the best.
Well, yeah, but that's always what happens to trash talking dopes that don't do their homework, man. Yeah, you got. If you're gonna talk smack, you got to do your homework. Mm-hmm. Being a former meathead in the NHL, I had to start a lot of fights out of nothing.
Yeah, you have to do your homework.
I always had something on TV.
At least
you guys.
you should at least know who you might get in a fight with out there.
Yeah, really. Right. Steve Brogan's got an awesome arm. Watch out.
Hey, Logan, as a Patriot player, do you feel the pressure? I mean, we call Boston, title town because you guys started it all off and have been so successful and all the teams have followed. Do the players feel the heat that everybody expects you guys to go 16-0?
Somewhat. We expect that of ourselves also to win a lot of games. And, you know, our coaching staff puts a lot of pressure on us. The veterans put a lot of pressure on everyone else in the team. And we expect to do good and we expect to win. And when we don't win, or even if we win and we don't play that well, it feels like we lost around here. So we put a lot of pressure on ourselves.
Hey, let me try this one. Is Bill around anywhere?
Somewhere. I don't see him.
But he can't hear you right now, right?
I don't know, unless he's got speakers around my locker.
He could be listening in. Gronk, how does Gronk look? What do you think? Will we see Gronk on Sunday?
You know, I don't know. He's I think he's limited to practice. He's not allowed to do everything yet, so I have no idea.
All right, that's a pretty good answer. All right, well, look, it's great that the season's here, and go get them on Sunday, and we appreciate you getting up early here.
Yeah,
in the middle of your mid morning. What does your morning routine consist of on a Friday?
On a Friday, yeah. Well, I have a 6:40 meeting.
Yep.
Captain's meeting at 6:40, then we have squad at 7:30, and then it's go time from there.
Captains, so you guys are going to, get everybody riled up? Is that what you guys go over in your meeting?
No, our captain's meetings, they just consist of meeting. There's five of us, and we sit down with Bill and discuss what's going on and what's coming up, and if there's any issues or any stuff like that, just the state of the team kind of.
I was thinking of naming a captain on this show. I don't know who. I don't know whether I should pick LB or Danielle.
I do not.
I got something. I don't know who else you would even consider for this.
What do you think, Logan? Should I pick Spaz as the captain of this show?
I don't know. I like LB. He's the big guy. Everyone.
Yeah. Logan.
He rules the roost in there, I think.
Yeah, he does. He rules
it. Logan, I really, really appreciate that. But
you have added responsibility.
Listen, I built my life and my career around being the mediocre guy, so I never have to be at the captain's meeting at 6:40.
Yeah, you don't want the extra.
You cannot be out till 1 in the morning or 2 in the morning and be at a captain's meeting at 6:40.
Yeah. Well, you can be there. You just won't be worth anything.
What else? Right.
I love the support.
Listen, good luck. Good luck on Sunday.
You're the berries, man.
We're probably almost as excited as you guys are that the season's back. So
yeah. All right, guys.
Okay, buddy.